You're listening to The Yellow Rose. I'm Wanda Caraway, and my guest today is Sheila Jackson Lee. Welcome to Houston, Sheila.
I'm delighted to be here, Wanda, and certainly with The Yellow Rose, and certainly with all of your listeners. Thank you for having me.
Sheila, can you tell us about yourself?
Well, you know, I'm a product of a very loving family. I'm reminded of the early years of my mother and father. I lived with my grandmother, my mother and father. I spent time with my mother's mother, my other grandmother, and there were a lot of aunts and uncles. Now, that gave me a good foundation, if you will, to be able to look forward to serving people, enjoy life, and look forward to my own family. And now my husband is a lawyer and law professor who serves as vice president of student affairs for the University of Houston here in Houston. I have an 11-year-old son, Jason, who is in the fifth grade, and a daughter, Erica, who is in the 11th grade. And we enjoy each other as a family. I also have had the experience and pleasure of some unique training experiences. I'm a graduate of Yale University, undergraduate, and went to Yale when they first became co-ed. So I had the experience of trying to be a pioneer in an atmosphere that was a little bit unsteady, if you will, because I think the male students didn't know whether they wanted a young women there. But we survived and had a wonderful undergraduate education, then went on to the University of Virginia Law School and graduated from there.
Sheila, you were elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in 1994 to represent the 18th Congressional District of Texas. Before your election to Congress, you served 2 years as one of the first Afro-American female at large and a member of Houston City Council. You were also Associate Municipal Court Judge for the City of Houston. Tell me about that.
Well, you are right. You've indicated, I'm now the Congressional Representative for the 18th Congressional District. In Texas, particularly in the city of Houston, I'm very proud that the first holder of that seat was the Honorable Barbara Jordan, certainly an inspiration to me. And yes, I've served 3 terms as a member of the city council, as an at-large member, and as well an associate municipal court judge. All of those experiences, I think, have given me a sense of the importance of staying in touch with your constituents, the people that you represent. And when I went to Congress, I reminded myself that I wanted to be accountable and responsible and accessible. And throughout the time that I've served as a member of the associate of the bench and being an associate municipal court judge, I was on the bench, but I also interacted with the community. As a member of city council, I worked a lot of programs that helped youth, such as the Late Night Parks program, the anti-gang program. And now as a member of the United States Congress, I work a lot with seniors and college students and children proposing legislation that will make their life better.
Well, the background of actually getting out there doing it, I'm sure that's why you where you are today, Sheila. And while a member of the City Council, you were also instrumental in the passage of the legislation dealing with human rights. Could you elaborate on that?
I'd be more than happy to share with you my compassion and my passion for ensuring that all of us are equal and that all of us have equal opportunity to be treated fairly. I chaired the Human Rights Caucus task force as a member of the City Council. We did some very, I think, enlightening things. First of all, we established and worked with Professor Kleinberg at Rice University to continue his survey of ethnic attitudes in the community. And we were the first to help sponsor the survey of the Asian community. We worked to ensure that no one, no matter how different they were, was violated or treated brutally in our community. So we worked with the police department to sensitize them to crimes against individuals because they were different. We also organized a citywide task force of citizens to promote human rights and human relations. We wanted the city to be known, if you will, as a city that embraced the difference and promoted people to make the city a better place.
You also, Sheila, were a veteran of both corporate and private law practice. And you were a member of the House Committee of Judiciary and served, as you said, on the Crime Subcommittee. Do you feel our crime rate, both national and local, has dropped?
I think we've made some strides, some important strides, and I know that one of the most important concerns of citizens, no matter where they live, whether in rural America, urban America, whether they're in downtown Houston or whether they're in south or east, west or north, we're concerned. I think we've made some strides. I supported putting 100,000 police on the street in the city of Houston. That's resulted in between 600 and 700 police officers now on the street. I supported legislation that ensures that those individuals who commit violent crimes are incarcerated so they don't come out, commit those crimes again. I'm proud that we've been able to bring a prison to the downtown community, a federal prison for our more violent criminals that is compatible with the downtown area and will bring jobs to the community as well. In addition, I've been a strong supporter of eliminating obscenity on the internet and supported that legislation. I've been a supporter of the V-chip to allow parents to control violence and the TV screens for their children. I supported legislation and co-sponsored it to register child predators, child molesters as they move from one state to the next. So I think those have been various support systems that have brought the crime level down. We must be ever vigilant, and as someone who comes from corporate America as well, we must understand that government must be efficient, and we must use our dollars well. We must balance crime incarceration, if you will, or locking up individuals with prevention and education. And so I'm a big supporter of prevention programs for our children. When we talk about anti-gang measures, we should talk about what it takes to keep a child off the street corners, what kind of support system to that single parent, such as after-school programs, such as programs like DARE, or drug and safe-free, safe and drug-free schools that teach children to say no to drugs and gives them support to do that. I believe we can bring down crime continuously if we work together with supporting education, crime prevention, along with the crime enforcement measures.
I know a lot of the parents here in Houston, with the crime down, it's as you said, all of the United States, we working together as a team can make this happen. And also, Sheila, you devoted support of NASA and Johnson Space Center, I know, when you were here the other day. What is currently happening concerning the space issues, especially since it's located in our Houston area?
Wonderful. First of all, let me say that I totally agree with you that we as a community, along with parents, should continue to work toward bringing crime down. And I think creating job opportunity is one of the solutions to increase crime. And I'm a supporter of NASA because I believe that the work of the 21st century will be in science and technology. And it's extremely important for an urban district like mine that has large numbers of young people looking forward to careers and opportunities that NASA be supported, because it does represent both American pride but as well opportunity for work. I'm very proud of Shannon Lucid and presented a representative of hers, Dr. Ochoa, who herself was a female astronaut of the flag of the United States, on behalf of my office to Shannon. I've also sponsored legislation to eliminate, if you will, the need to terminate some of the jobs at NASA so that we could be fiscally responsible, but that we keep people working so that the NASA programs can be safe. I also offered legislation to fund the space station in a manner that they would not have to worry about whether it be funded to its completion. I do believe in oversight. I think NASA, under Dan Golden, has sought to be responsible and to be budget-wise, and we've done so. But in order to meet the needs of medical technology, such as the research that's done in space for heart conditions, stroke, cancer, we must support NASA, and NASA will also support us by creating jobs for our young people who are trained in the sciences.
NASA is really a place to go see, too. I know, even living here as long as I have, I enjoy going out there, and the people that are coming into town, it's just awesome to see what technology has done.
Well, the astronauts are absolutely wonderful, too, and I think for our children and everyone else, we should encourage them to go out and see firsthand the excitement of space.
And the woman recently, what was her name?
Shannon Lucid.
Shannon Rise.
That's
that we
right.
were just talking about. That is, it's just awesome, the things that have happened, and the one that gave her life, that was, that went up.
Yes, the school teacher who gave her life in the Challenger. We'll never forget those brave souls who laid a pathway for us as well.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more with Sheila Jackson Lee. You're listening to The Yellow Rose, and if you just tuned in, we have Sheila Jackson Lee, Congresswoman from Houston, live in the studio, and we were talking about the different issues. We were talking about NASA. We were talking about family values. And Sheila, you serve also as a congressional on women's issues. What do you perceive as a major women's issue in today's society?
Well, I have enjoyed the experience of working on women's issues, a member of the Congressional Caucus, dealing with women's issues. One of the items that we feel that is a very important focus is women's health, an emphasis on research dealing with breast cancer, research dealing with stroke, high blood pressure. Many of the ailments are impacting women as much as particularly stroke, high blood pressure, heart disease, now finding out that that may be one behind them, the killers of women. We're focusing on what we call the Comprehensive Women's Health Equity Act that will provide a special focus on research on women's diseases. We've also been very sensitive to providing prenatal care for women to ensure that we eliminate low birth babies. We certainly wanted to provide them with the kind of information that deals with family planning. We want to ensure that all women have free access to understanding their bodies and understanding the need for information and protection of their health. We've also emphasized business issues to ensure that women have the opportunity to be involved in businesses and to have access to resources from the Small Business Administration. I've worked very hard on that. I've worked to Houston United States General Store, which is an umbrella store that provides resources to small businesses at no cost in the Palm Center, the first in the nation. So it's important that what we've said to women is that you are equal. We want to provide you with the opportunity to ensure that happens.
I know. I just got a phone call from a girlfriend of mine last night, Sheila, and she was in California, and she was devastated. She just found out she had cancer of the breast in the worst time, and she said, "Wanda, I just wanted to hear your voice and talk to you." And so I told her, I said, "You have to believe in God. God can totally heal you. I know that He can heal you." And so I'm grateful that you're working on that.
Well, I join you in that and say that prayer answers all. Certainly, I've had my certain experience with cancer, with tragedy in your family. Prayer is superior. And we certainly should complement that by providing money to the National Institute of Health so that real research could be brought about so that your friend's disease that has now taken hold of her. Hopefully a cure or treatment that will allow her to continue to live a blessed life. And I think that's very important that we have our focus for and the funding right to save lives of people in this country and around the world.
As you said, we have to pull together.
Well, I can
help each other.
How much is it, though?
What's really these issues you're talking about. Also, Sheila, as a member of the city council, you were instrumental in the passage of the legislation dealing with human rights and the views of helping the homeless. Could you elaborate on your...
Well, one of my first acts as a member of the city council was to pass a resolution against hate crimes, and I think that was a very important step for this community to join together. But we would always oppose anyone.
Let me know.
On the basis of hate, we certainly have rejected all crime, but crime with a purpose.
But $10 only for the food, and on top of this, it's the service.
Then we wanted to take a stand because it's part of the human rights issue. But I've also worked and chaired a task force on behalf of the city council as a city council member when I was at city council on the homeless, and I carried that interest to the United States Congress.
And what you want to eat?
I record at the city of Houston because as a member of that task force and a chairperson, we convened a all-day meeting. Out of that came a staff person that the city hired to deal with homeless issues. We've seen homelessness in the city.
Okay.
Go down.
Let me know.
And we've also seen transitional homeless facilities being built, which means we
have homelessness
to independence.
Right.
I've been very proud of the homeless providers, meaning those groups that have helped us in providing services. They have worked collectively together to bring down homelessness in our community, and I continue to work on funding them from the federal government. From Gun Safety, this was unique, and I have to give many, many victims' rights groups and people like Diane Clements who work with me, and, of course, the Justice for All group founded by Pam Lynchner, that we passed legislation, the first ordinance in the state of Texas, Gun Safety and Responsibility, which penalized people for putting guns in the hands of children if they got into their hands and they accidentally shot someone. That was the first step toward acknowledging that we can keep the lives that are lost with respect to children down by passing a simple ordinance that penalizes any adult that is not responsible enough that allows that child to get it done. And I think that all of the people, whether you carry guns or not, should really be focused on that this gun business, no child should have a gun and have the ability to shoot another child, another person, or to be maimed or killed. And I'll stand up for that no matter where I am, no matter who's opposed to it. And I was very proud of that legislation, which ultimately was passed by the state of Texas. And I think we've saved many, many lives because of that legislation.
Yes. And also, you know, you see, like, the children that, what do they do if a child comes to school with a gun? What protection, what are they doing now to detect that?
Well, I think our school districts have been extremely successful since at least 5 years ago when they become more sensitized that children come from different home backgrounds and living conditions and therefore might have access to a gun, or when we saw the increase in gang activity. They've moved quickly to make the school safe. I think they have a very fine police force in most of our district schools. They've put in metal detectors. They've had plain clothes and uniformed police officers around the school, and I think there has been a definite response. I've noted that under the leadership of Bruce Marquis of the City of Houston, HISD School District, that we've seen crime go down in HISD, and I know that is the case for many of the surrounding school districts, like Aldine, North Florence Independent School District, Olathe, and many, many others.
What organizations do you currently participate in, and have you previously participated in this concerning community issues and the problems?
I enjoy serving people, and by working with people, I get to hear their concerns and hear how we can solve problems together. So I have worked very hard as a board member and president of Interfaith Ministries. When I was president, it was called Houston Metropolitan Ministries. It's a combination of churches and synagogues and other religious denominations working together to work with seniors, to feed the hungry, to work with runaway youth, and to work with refugees. I've also been a member of the board of the United Way, and we've raised money, and I've worked with so many nonprofit agencies. I'm a member of the board of Houston Area Women's Center, the Houston Area Urban League. I'm a life member of the NAACP. I'm proud of having started the Urban Scouting Program that has 13,000 boys in it. That is part of the San Houston Area Council Boy Scouts, and I was a board member and vice chair of that. And I work with community groups and civic clubs. We've worked together on issues of making our neighborhoods cleaner and safer. I've brought together task forces to design a late-night parks program so that children will not be on the street. I worked with the Gina Johnson Foundation to help bring tennis to the city parks, an ongoing successful program now. And when people call upon me, I try to respond as a congresswoman to the issues dealing with drugs, and we've had hearings on that. Teenage pregnancy, we've had hearings, and we'll have a task force set up on that, a task force set up dealing with drugs in the community. And likewise, I work with our small business community. Dan Golden, the administrator for NASA, I brought him here just a week or so ago to meet with almost 75 to 100 business persons to talk about opportunities at NASA. So I reach out to ensure that my work as a congressperson is translated to the community.
Sheila, you were recently appointed by the Speaker of the House to the House Senate Conference Committee on Telecommunications Reform Bill. Could we elaborate on that? We only have like 1 minute left.
I think it was a very important piece of legislation. My goal as the only freshwoman, Democratic freshman on that, was to emphasize that we must have access to the internet to schools and libraries. We must make sure we take care of the mentally and physically challenged so they can have access to new technology. And we must make sure that we give opportunities for small business. And lastly, let us make sure that this new telecommunication reform is competitive so that our consumers are not paying high costs for cable or telephone and long distance. I think we've struck that balance. I will continue to monitor that legislation to make it best for all the people in this district, in Texas, and in America.
I want to thank you so much for being on the Yellow Rose, and I want to personally thank on behalf of all Yellow Rose listeners for all you've done for our community, and especially for women's rights.